Lesson 45, Exodus chapters 12 and 13. Introduction. After Moses warned Pharaoh that the firstborn sons of Egypt would die, he instructed the Israelites how to escape that plague. The Lord explained the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or Passover, which would become a memorial to the Lord's deliverance of Israel from bondage in Egypt. The ordinance of the Passover would help the Israelites look forward to the Messiah's coming and the deliverance of God's children from spiritual death. Note: Classroom preparation. Preparing a classroom in advance can provide interest and engagement as students enter the learning environment. Generally, avoid explaining the items you have prepared until they become relevant within the scripture block. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus 12. The Lord institutes the Passover. The following foods discussed in Exodus 12 are part of the Passover feast: unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and lamb meat. If possible, you might consider preparing a table with some of these food items before class. Crackers or tortillas might be used as substitutes for unleavened bread. You might use parsley, horseradish, or romaine lettuce for the bitter herbs. You could use any kind of meat as an example of the lamb. If you are unable to bring food to class, you might show students pictures of some of the specified food or ask students to visualize the foods at the appropriate points in the lesson. Any examples of the Passover feast should be done with reverence and dignity. Begin the lesson by asking students to try to list from memory the 10 plagues that befell Egypt. Then invite a student to read Exodus chapter 11, verses 5 and 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Lord's description of the calamity that would result from the 10th plague. Explain that the Lord gave very specific instructions for the Israelites to follow in order to escape this plague. If the Israelites would obey those instructions, the Lord would put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel and protect their firstborn. Invite students to read Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 through 14 silently or quietly with a partner, looking for the Lord's specific instructions that would help Israelite families escape the plague. You might want to have them mark what they find. What did the Lord instruct the Israelites to do? As students describe what they read, list the following items on the board: lamb, blood, bitter herbs, and unleavened bread. The Passover: the lamb, Jesus Christ; the blood, atonement of Jesus Christ; bitter herbs, bondage and sin; unleavened bread, repentance and removal of sin. According to verse 11, what did the Lord call the meal Israel was to eat? Write Passover on the board above the items you listed. According to verses 12 and 13, why is it called Passover? Explain that the foods in the Passover meal and the way the Israelites were supposed to eat the meal were symbolic. This symbolism taught the Israelites about the Lord's hand in their deliverance. To help students analyze and understand these symbols, you might start by inviting students to eat or imagine some of the bitter herbs. What part of Israelites' lives had been bitter? As students respond, you may need to point out that as the Israelites ate the bitter herbs, they were to remember their bondage to the Egyptians. Write bondage next to bitter herbs on the board. What else might the bitter herbs have symbolized in the Israelites' spiritual life? The bitter herbs are like the effects of sin. Invite students to remember when they have felt the bitterness of their sins as they eat the bitter herbs. Explain that sin places us in bitter bondage, unable to return to the presence of God. Write sin next to bitter herbs on the board. Point out the phrase unleavened bread on the board. Ask students if they can explain what leaven is. Leaven or yeast causes bread to rise. It also causes bread to spoil and get moldy. Explain that leaven can symbolize corruption and sin. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 12, verse 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Israel was to do with any leaven in their homes. Ask them to report what they find. What do you think removing all the leaven from the home and eating only unleavened bread could symbolize? As students respond, write repentance or removal of sin on the board next to unleavened bread. Invite students to eat or imagine some unleavened bread. Ask them to notice what begins to happen to the bitter taste from the herbs. You may need to point out that the bread cleanses the bitter taste from the mouth. Refer to the word lamb on the board. Invite students to silently review verse 5, looking for the Lord's description of the lamb each family was to sacrifice. Then invite a student to read Exodus chapter 12, verse 46. Ask the class to notice one additional instruction concerning the bones of the lamb. What do you think the lamb might symbolize? As students respond, write Jesus Christ next to lamb on the board. Invite students to eat or imagine some of the meat and think about Jesus Christ's sacrifice to deliver us from our sins. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord would do for the families who put the lamb's blood around their doors. Point out that the sacrifice of the lamb alone did not bring protection from the destroying angel. Only those who properly marked their doors with the blood of the lamb were promised safety. What kind of death was Israel saved from that first Passover night? Physical death. What kinds of death do we all need to be saved from? Physical and spiritual death. What do you think the blood of the Lamb that saved Israel from death represents? As students respond, emphasize that Jesus Christ's atonement was a blood sacrifice for sin. Write atonement of Jesus Christ next to blood on the board. Like the Israelites who were protected from physical death by placing the lamb's blood around their doors, how can we be delivered from spiritual death? Students may use different words, but they should identify something similar to the following doctrine. We can be delivered from spiritual death through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 12, verse 28 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a phrase that summarizes how the children of Israel qualified for deliverance. Ask students to report what they find. What would have happened if the Israelites had chosen not to put blood around their doors, as the Lord had commanded? What can we learn from the Israelites' example about what we must do to apply the atoning blood of Jesus Christ in our lives? Students may use different words, but they should identify something similar to the following principle. We can apply the atoning blood of Jesus Christ through repentance and obedience. To help students comprehend the truth and importance of this principle, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Repentance and obedience are absolutely essential for the atonement to work its complete miracle in your life. The atonement was a selfless act of infinite, eternal consequence. Through it, the Savior broke the bonds of death. It opens the gates to exaltation for all who qualify for forgiveness through repentance and obedience." End quote. Invite students to read Exodus chapter 12, verses 29 through 30 silently, looking for what happened to families who did not have the Lamb's blood around their doors. Ask students to report what they find. Summarize Exodus chapter 12, verses 31 through 51 by explaining that as a result of this last plague, Pharaoh finally allowed the Israelites to go free. Exodus 13. The Lord commands the Israelites to remember the Passover after their departure from Egypt. Invite students to share experiences their older family members have had that have helped strengthen the students' faith. Summarize Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 by explaining that Moses told the Israelites to remember the day they were brought out of Egypt by repeating the Passover feast each year on the anniversary of their deliverance. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 13, verses 8 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Israelites were to tell their children at the Passover feast each year. What did the Lord want the Israelites and their children to remember? According to verse 10, what was the Passover feast? Invite students to silently read the following verses. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, verse 17, and verse 24. According to these verses, how long did the Lord say His people were to keep the ordinance of the Passover? Do we still observe the ordinance of the Passover in our day? What ordinance do we observe today in the place of the Passover to help us remember Jesus Christ? The sacrament. How is the sacrament like the Passover feast? Students may identify a variety of truths, including the following. The sacrament helps us remember the Savior's atoning sacrifice. Write this truth on the board. To help students understand this truth, you might want to draw the following diagram on the board. Please refer to the diagram on page 158 of lesson 45. In the diagram, we see on the left the word Passover. It has an arrow pointing to the right to the words, the atonement of Jesus Christ. On the right side of the diagram, we see the word sacrament. It has an arrow pointing to the left, again to the words, the atonement of Jesus Christ. Explain that on the evening before Jesus Christ was crucified, He and His disciples shared a Passover meal together. At the end of this meal, Jesus introduced the ordinance we now recognize as the sacrament, which He told His disciples to repeat in remembrance of Him. The following day, as the fulfillment of the Passover, the Lamb of God was sacrificed on the cross for the sins of the world. His sacrifice ended the ordinance of blood sacrifice. After the Savior's crucifixion, His followers began to meet on the first day of the week to partake of bread and wine in remembrance of Him. How can understanding the Passover influence your experience of partaking of the sacrament? Encourage students to think about what they have learned about the Passover and its symbolism the next time they partake of the sacrament. Summarize Exodus chapter 13, verses 11 through 22 by explaining that Moses told the children of Israel they were to sacrifice the firstborn males of their flocks and herds to the Lord. They were also to offer a sacrifice for each of their firstborn sons. Explain that when the Israelites left Egypt, they took Joseph's bones with them to bury them in the promised land, as Joseph had requested. The Lord led Moses and the children of Israel as they traveled in the wilderness. Consider concluding the lesson by sharing your feelings about the Savior and His sacrifice for you.